From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the conclusion of a message called The Altar at Ebal, The Cross, The Law, and Our Sanctification. The text is Joshua 8, verses 30 through 32, the account of Joshua building an altar to God on Mount Ebal. That altar, upon which were inscribed the Ten Commandments, spoke of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. The lesson that Dr. Cairns has been seeking to emphasize is that God's redeemed people have a duty to obey the law of God, for the cross of Christ does not abrogate the moral law. Indeed, as the New Testament makes clear, the cross actually establishes the law. This is an area that has caused a lot of confusion among Christian people. Born-again Christians do not keep the law of God in order to be saved, but because they are saved. The regenerated heart delights in God's law. The question which often troubles many believers is not so much, what should I do in regard to keeping God's law, but where do I get the will to do it? As Dr. Cairns has shown, the answer is at the cross. In this final portion of the message, we'll see that obedience to the law in the light of the cross brings great blessing to the Christian's life. Here we find true Christian liberty in freedom from the bondage of sin as we obey the Lord's commands. Before Dr. Cairns comes to the message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Jeremiah 3 and verse 14. I am married unto you. Christ Jesus is joined unto his people in marriage union. In love he espoused his church as a chaste virgin long before she fell under the yoke of bondage. Full of burning affection, he toiled, like Jacob for Rachel, until the whole of her purchase money had been paid. And now, having sought her by his Spirit, and brought her to know and love him, he awaits the glorious hour when their mutual bliss shall be consummated at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Not yet hath the glorious bridegroom presented his betrothed, perfected and complete, before the majesty of heaven. Not yet hath she actually entered upon the enjoyment of her dignities as his wife and queen. She is as yet a wanderer in a world of woe, a dweller in the tents of Kedar. But she is even now the bride, the spouse of Jesus, dear to his heart, precious in his sight, written on his hands and united with his person. On earth he exercises towards her all the affectionate offices of husband. He makes rich provision for her wants, pays all her debts, allows her to assume his name, and to share in all his wealth. Nor will he ever act otherwise to her. The word divorce he will never mention, for he hateth putting away. Death must sever the conjugal tie between the most loving mortals, but it cannot divide the links of this immortal marriage. In heaven they marry not, but are as the angels of God. Yet there is this one marvelous exception to the rule, for in heaven Christ and his church shall celebrate their joyous nuptials. This affinity, as it is more lasting, so it is more near than earthly wedlock. Let the love of husband be never so pure and fervent, it is but a faint picture of the flame which burns in the heart of Jesus. Passing all human union is that mystical cleaving unto the church, for which Christ left his Father, and became one flesh with her.
Love you and love your soldiers pierce the way, thy truth a mighty sword, thy truth a mighty sword. It stands in Christ our righteous way. Deal with me thy word, my God, my love, my long, my comfort all the day.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
can't obey without faith. And equally, you can't exercise faith without obedience. Paul talks about the obedience of faith. So, Christians should keep the law of God. They should use the law in the light of the cross. The final thing, very quickly, let me say, is that obedience to the law in the light of the cross brings great blessing. Our text in Deuteronomy 8 is based on Joshua 8 is based in Deuteronomy 27 and 28. Those chapters of the blessing and the cursing. Sum them up. Obey God and you'll be blessed. Disobey God and it brings a blight. The meaning is clear. You're in the land by free grace. You're here by the sole merits of Christ. But your enjoyment of the blood-bought blessings depends on your obedient walk with God. Obeying God brings great blessings into your life. Disobedience will bring a snare and a curse. We were singing this morning from Psalm 19. Verse 11 speaks of God's laws, God's commands and statutes. In keeping of them is great reward. In Psalm 119, verse 45, the psalmist said, I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. One of the old Puritans said, obedience does not in itself produce assurance. But God normally, graciously gives assurance to obedient souls. When I deal with people about lack of assurance of salvation, the first thing I've got to find out, are you saved? Second, if they give credible testimony, they're saved. Are you saved? Keeping known sin in your life. Because disobedience is a wrecker of Christian assurance. There's great blessing in obeying God. The New Testament teaches this very same thing. James 1:25. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Listen, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This man shall be blessed in his doing. Who'll be blessed in his doing? The one who looks into the perfect law of liberty. Do you notice how the Christian considers God's law? It's not a bondage, it's not an imposition. It's not a drag on a happy life. Man, I get worried when people start talking about God's law as if it were spoiling their happiness. If God's law really spoils your happiness, you're telling me an awful lot about the state of your soul. Because the only people whose happiness is truly destroyed by the law of God are the people who are finding their happiness in sin. Christian looks on God's law not as a drag, but as a perfect law of what? Of liberty! Of liberty! Listen, I have led people to the Lord from deep sin. Let me give you a picture. I could multiply this. But the man who couldn't walk past a public bar, couldn't walk past one of them. And then he went time after time and rolled home an alcoholic, stupid drunk every night. Wrecking his life, wrecking his health, wrecking his home, wrecking his family, and damning his soul. He kneels at the foot of the cross. He passes from death unto life. And he won't touch the devil's booze. Then come along some of these Christian liberty kick people. Oh, you're a Christian. You have the liberty to go and drink. That man will laugh at them. For me, booze is not liberty. Booze was bondage. I'm in liberty now. I won't touch the stuff. It's not legalism. It's the joy of liberty. I think of a man who lived his life in foul uncleanness. I have a particular man in view, a licentious libertine, a man whose tongue was as foul and filthy and unclean. He couldn't speak one sentence without blasphemy and wickedness. God saved him, transformed him. Try to tell that man, try to tell his wife, try to tell his family that it was legalism, that you don't look at filthy TV programs. You don't look at unclean magazines. You don't peruse the ungodly filth that is like a mighty ocean wave engulfing the nation. Try to tell him that is legalism. No, no. He'll say there was a time I was in bondage to all this. But thank God, the law of God that says, thou shalt not, is a perfect law of liberty. That's liberty indeed. That's how the Christian looks at God's law. That's how he looks at the law. Whatever one of the commandments. Dare I say it, I have to be careful about saying it. Not because I'm ashamed of it, but because I'm afraid of getting carried away and preaching for the next half hour on it. Dare I say it, in modern America, that it still holds good for the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It was not the seventh day of one particular week that God sanctified. It was the seventh day, one day in seven. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. And yet you have Christians, and they say they know better than God. Is it any wonder the Christian church is the most impotent bunch of nondescript people in America today that can be kicked around and their testimony means little or nothing? How can the world take us seriously when we don't even take seriously what we say we believe ourselves? Oh, the law of God is a law of liberty, and it brings blessing. Thomas Brooks says, by obeying Christ's commands, you'll gain more than you give. There's no such thing as giving up for God. There's no such thing as giving up for God. A little girl received a handful of brightly colored but really cheap, valueless, and even dangerous little plastic beads. She was entranced with them. And her father came in and he said, my dear, I want you to take those and throw them in the fire. She looked at him. He said, I want you to do it, and I'm not telling you why, except that you trust your dad. And he walked out of the room. The little girl looked at these things that seemed to mean so much to her. And then she began to think. Her daddy had never done anything that was not for her good. He had never done anything that was not out of love and kindness and generosity. He had shown wisdom in all his dealings. And so she took those and she threw them in the fire. The next day, he came with his own gift that was of real value and real beauty and no danger attached. And as she beamed on receiving them, he said, I meant to teach you a lesson I hope you will remember for the rest of your life. There will be times when God commands you to give or to give up, and you will not understand why. It is always good enough that it is your Father in heaven who does the commanding. His reasons are always good, though you don't understand them. And at the end of it all, you'll find you give up nothing, but you receive so much more. The blessings of obedience, but all the blight of disobedience. We'll be around the communion table this morning, and once again, we'll be reminded from 1 Corinthians 11 of people who eat and drink unworthily, people who were living in sin and keeping up an appearance of Christianity. And under the chastening hand of God, for many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, cut off. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord in order that we should not be condemned with the world. Let me tell you, there are many Christians who are living under the blight of unconfessed sin. There are many Christians who are living under the blight of stubborn, unbroken wills. There are many Christians who are living under the blight of perverseness, where they are walking willfully in ways that they know to be disobedient to God. Trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Believer in Christ this morning, see the altar, see the law, and see the ark, the cross which secured your justification by rendering a perfect obedience to the law for you, also secures your sanctification by producing a hearty obedience to the law in you. May God make us a truly obedient people for the honor of our Savior. Let's keep it in mind, the cross, the law, and our sanctification. Let's all bow in a word of prayer. Perhaps God has spoken to your heart this morning as a Christian. Perhaps He's put His finger on known sin. What do you do with sin? Remember the cross. You bring it to the cross. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Bring it to the cross, believer, for there's restoration there. As we meet around the table, make that a time where you honorably and honestly lift your heart in the light of Calvary to seek total obedience to God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.